right, we will resume, and I'll turn it back over to Regent Thomas.
All right, well, we will continue with the Student Affairs Committee report, and we will go to our first action item, approval of WKU admission policy. I do want to say again that these two items were not presented at our committee meeting in January the 20th, and I will call on Dr. Logan to present that.
Thank you, Regent Thomas. Both these next two action items, these policies that we're looking at today, I want to preface by saying that these are both policies that we have in place already at the institution. The admissions policy is in the university catalog, and that the student code of conduct is a part of our student handbook. And this is a formalization, really, of these policies as university policy, and in preparation of our accreditation year coming up. And that we're putting this in the appropriate structure in place. So they're not revisions of policies in place, but they're really just the formalization. And I'll talk about those in more detail if you would like to. The first item, approval of the admissions policy, this is a summation, a comprehensive list of all of the admission policies for the university, undergraduate, transfer students, graduate students, and international students. And I have asked representatives from the enrollment management areas to be here today. Mr. Scott McDonald, our Assistant Vice President for Enrollment Management, and Mr. Chris Jensen, who is Assistant Vice President for Student Success, who administers our transfer recruitment. Dr. Ranjit Kudali, who does graduate work, and Dr. John Sunnygaard, who does the international admissions work, couldn't be with us today, but I wanted to make sure that the experts were here with us today if you have questions about the policy. So again, this piece is just a comprehensive summation of, well, not, it's a, the entirety of the policy that we have in a university catalog. Any questions?
Any questions or any further discussion?
Are you talking about the first policy or both?
The first policy.
Okay. First policy. Admission policy. Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the adoption of the admission policy? Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion carried. All right, now we'll move to our second action item, the approval of student conduct policy. And again, Dr. Logan.
Thank you. This is, again, a formalization of the policy that we already have in place with the institution. The Student Code of Conduct represents the conduct standards, the processes, the procedures for administration of conduct review by the institution, and the assurances of rights and responsibilities of students in our institution. There is a slight addition that came with this policy, and that was the incorporation of House Bill Kentucky House Bill 290 of this last legislative year, which provoked what I call an extension of due process to certain situations of conduct which would result in suspension, expulsion, or removal from university housing. So that is it's a lengthy document, but it's meant to be exhaustive in terms of making sure that we detail the processes of what is considered conduct, misconduct in question, and then also what is the process and procedure when we address conduct, and also the assurances of rights and responsibilities for our students.
Okay. Any other questions or further discussion on this?
When I went through it, I was just looking for vaping. That's a big issue on high school campuses, and it may be here and I just missed it, but I don't know if there's any policies on vaping, but we should have.
It essentially falls under our smoking policy related to our housing residence life fire safety system. So we think that would trigger that as a part of that.
Thank you, Michael. I neglected to introduce Michael Crow, our Director of Student Conduct, and Dr. Martha Sales, our Dean of Students, Assistant Vice President Dean of Students, who administer our conduct process for the university. I meant to have those experts recognized also to the board. But great question. And that's represented in housing specifically or expressly in the housing handbook in terms of what is allowed in the residence halls and then out of the residence halls in our smoking.
I think the smoking policy covers it.
That was a good question.
Thank you, Michael.
Any further discussion, questions?
I have one quick one. Under Section D, University Discipline Committee, the UDC is established by action of the Board of Regents. That's a, after the need for that arises, is that correct?
You want to explain that, Michael?
Yes, essentially, yes, that is after that.
Thank you. Yes, essentially, that is after that process has went through the appeal process related to the UDC as well as the president, then to the board. So after that step, then you would be involved with that student conduct process.
But then that would that evoke a specially called meeting, or would that just fall under a normally scheduled meeting for expediency?
It would be a meeting that would need to be called. It would not fall under your regular schedule. Thank you. Any other questions?
So I have some clarity on that. It doesn't mean the board has to gather, though. It means that there's a committee that's created of faculty and staff that's authorized by the board. I'm trying to read D.
It says by action of the Board of Regents. And that's, I understand that the delegation of authority by the board to the president, to right. the, you know, I see that in the beginning, but my concern was under that section, it does talk about action of the board.
So it has to be a board vote to constitute the committee?
Yes, right? Okay. Absolutely, yes. Thank you for that clarification.
But it's not a hearing?
No.
In front of the board?
No, it's not.
No, it's, no.
Just clarify.
Any other clarification?
Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to approve the student conduct policy.
So moved.
Regent Thomas, before I just wanted to, before we finish this, Dr. Logan, most of the people that you brought in today we know, but Mr. McDonald, I think is new. This is the first time to appear before us, right? So
yes, it is.
In a very important position, could we get an introduction of him? And
I would be more than happy to introduce Scott, if you would stand. Scott McDonald comes to us from. His previous role is Dean of Admissions at the University of Kentucky. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's another school in the state. We had the opportunity to invoke, to create an assistant vice president role for enrollment management. It's a very important priority to this division. It's a very important priority to the university, the way we cultivate and develop our enrollment processes, our recruitment, and our outreach and development of students, of pipeline of students to our institution. Scott comes to us with an exceptional experiential background in enrollment management. In fact, he and I worked together when we were both in Texas doing similar work in enrollment management, which is just a coincidence. It was I followed him here to Kentucky. And when he had the opportunity and was looking for a position, and we had the opening, it was a wonderful coincidence and a fantastic synergy to bring on an accomplished professional in enrollment management. I'm very glad to have him on our staff. And he's doing some wonderful work with the development and continuation of evolution of our enrollment and recruitment of undergraduate students. And so, Scott, anything you'd like to say? Originally from Texas, went to school, University of Arkansas.
And got here as soon as I could. So, yeah. No, it's an honor to serve in this position. I look forward to working with Dr. Logan, the provost and the president, and you on our enrollment goals. So, go Tops.
I apologize that we ended on a policy. It's not a little anticlimactic national champions.
I want to just comment on our student groups that come in. I am always really impressed with the intelligence and the presentation of the students that we have that come before the Board of Regents. I think they're just outstanding, and somebody here is doing one heck of a good job.
Thank you.
Whoever's doing it, I'm proud of them. But I just think we have outstanding students, and we see it every time there's a presentation. I mean, they just shine.
Yeah, I compare myself to that age. I'd been just a nervous
kid. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shaking, probably wouldn't have gotten a word out of my mouth.
It just, they're just so mature and intelligent. It just, I'm just proud to see it.
Thank you.
Good job, Martha.
Chair Bell, that completes